An arrest warrant has been issued for Papua New Guinea's former Prime Minister, the Yalubupangia MP Peter O'Neill. But PNG's Acting Police Commissioner David Manning has said Mr. O'Neill has so far refused to cooperate with the police over investigations into alleged corruption. Johnny Blades has been following the events and he spoke to Jamie Tahana.
Police investigators probing a corruption case were granted a warrant for Peter O'Neill's arrest by the district court last Friday. The police commissioner isn't giving away a lot of details. He just says it's too sensitive to go into details at this point in time. Suffice to say that he said investigators have enough evidence to push for this warrant successfully. But he's also added that the former Prime Minister had been holed up in a Port Moresby hotel, the rather swanky Crown Plaza, effectively denying police access to him for them to request for him to go in for questioning.
And so what has Peter O'Neill had to say about all this from the Crown Plaza?
Well, he's denied that police have asked him to go in at all. He says he's available for any matter, but he said that this case is basically a political power play engineered by the police minister, Brian Cramer, who's definitely O'Neill's sort of nemesis in the political scene over there. He has also said that this matter that it relates to is about a health clinic in Madang, which is Cramer's province, and he's saying that there was no wrongdoing and that this has been sort of clumsily put together as some sort of attempt to bring him down. And again, he said that he is, in fact, available for police questioning. At this point, the police haven't responded further.
This is not the first time police have sought to arrest Peter O'Neill, though, is it, in relation to a corruption case? They didn't get far with previous attempts. What's different this time?
Yeah, well, you're alluding to the Paraka payments saga, which stretches right back in terms of police seeking to arrest Peter O'Neill to 2014, and he successfully challenged the validity of that arrest warrant in court, but it tied up the whole matter in court for years. And in the meantime, Peter O'Neill's government removed the police commissioner at the time. In fact, they removed two police commissioners, and this whole process of kind of sidelining effectively the fraud squad whose investigation the arrest warrant attempt stemmed from. And so that was not really a good look in terms of the government professing to be targeting corruption or wanting to counter corruption. So that was when O'Neill was Prime Minister. Now, of course, he's no longer Prime Minister. He was replaced in May by his former close ally, James Marape, after O'Neill was sort of forced to resign when the bulk of his coalition government essentially deserted him in Parliament. So he's no longer Prime Minister. Some would say that seems to remove that shield of protection he enjoyed for a few years.
Is it too early to write Mr. O'Neill off, though?
I think so. He's a resourceful operator, I think you'd have to say. So at the least, you could expect some court action, perhaps from his legal team, to challenge this. The other aspect we need to keep in mind is that there is a Supreme Court challenge underway, which Beldon Nama, the opposition leader, has taken over from Patrick Puresh, the former opposition leader recently, challenging that May election of James Marape in Parliament. I think, again, that's on a technicality. But that's to be heard later this month in the Supreme Court. And if the court does overturn the election of Marape, that could open the way for a new vote for Prime Minister in the Parliament. And, you know, Peter O'Neill has his allies, and as I say, he's quite resourceful. I wouldn't count him out politically just yet. He showed in the budget debates he's still right in the thick of things and he wants to lead, so too early to write him off.
That was Johnny Blades.